Filing taxes can be confusing at the best of times. It is no surprise that it can be even more confusing with all that's going on in this pandemic and the various government supports coming in and out and how do we treat them. This is especially true for those living on a low or lower income. Joining us now to talk more about this topic and a program that they offer is Jeff Loomis. He is Executive Director of Momentum, an Alberta-based nonprofit that provides a number of programs and services, including those focused on financial literacy. Also joining Jeff is Erland, a participant in this particular Momentum program. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff, make the case for why people with a lower income should file their taxes in the first place. Because I think some people might think, yeah, I'm not making much money. Like, why would I even bother?
Yeah, tax filing is so critical for many Canadians. And then it's even more important when people are living on a lower income so that people can access benefits that can really just help make ends meet. So a really tangible example is the Alberta and Canada Child Benefit, as well as GST rebates. Those are really well-known benefits that you can only access in Canada if you file your taxes. Mm. And a family living on lower incomes, say around $31,000 a year, they're eligible to receive just in the Canada Child Benefit almost $7,000, but they have to file their taxes to get it.
It's a big incentive. Can you describe the essence of what Momentum is trying to do here? What's the program? How does it work? What do they learn?
So Momentum, with a number of community partners, host volunteer tax clinics. And it's just to make it a lot easier for people to file their taxes. Because if people living on lower incomes are not able to file their taxes, they can lose out on thousands of dollars of benefits that they're eligible to receive.
Erland, how did you hear about this program and what was your experience in it?
Well, I started out essentially having some mental health issues and suffering from depression. And that kind of put me in the wrong mindset. And I kind of withdrew from society for a while, became homeless and unavailable to badly needed resources. I found that we need to ensure that our taxes are accurate and up to date, because otherwise you do not have access to federal, provincial, or municipal programs. And that can be just enough to actually elevate you out of homelessness back into being a contributing member of society.
So you heard about this program, and did you go to a class, or was it a website, or how did it actually unfold? I mean, my fantasy version is I wouldn't have to do anything and Momentum would just do all the work. But my hunch is it was more involved than that.
No, that was almost all it was.
Really?
I signed a piece of paper saying that I allow them to be my guardian for tax purposes. They were able to contact Revenue Canada, get all the missing T4s. They filed all the paperwork for me. All I had to do was show up and sign each separate application with my own signature. And soon enough, I actually got a bit of a money back. And that was enough to, like I said, raise me out of being homeless back to being semi-participant.
Wow. How did that feel for you?
It was a huge relief. Even if you owe Revenue Canada money, you should still file, because they can see in their system that you're not earning money. They can see in their systems that you're accessing benefits. So even if you owe money, file your paperwork.
Yeah. Wow. Jeff, what are some of the barriers, the common barriers that people living on a lower income are facing when they come to you?
Yeah, I think many Canadians experience barriers, and then those barriers become even more pronounced if people have additional challenges, whether it's just living on low incomes and having huge scarcity of time, or whether it's not knowing English very well because you're new to Canada. And our tax system has become increasingly complex over the last number of years. And so that's the biggest barrier, is just the level of complexity. And a lot of people don't understand how to file, where to go to get tax filing help. And there's also a huge perception, like Erland described, of people oftentimes living on low incomes just don't feel they need to file. And they don't have the understanding that by actually filing, you can get a whole bunch of benefits. And it's not that you're necessarily going to owe the government money. So those are some of the big barriers that people experience across the country.
We also can't underplay the reality of the pandemic that we're in, just in terms of access. How did you need to change the way you brought this program to life, given that you can't as easily have people gather? You can't just say, hey, swing by our offices and we'll have a group of you in a room and we'll, you know, figure this out for you. How did you have to change how you make it work?
Yeah, the biggest change is that Momentum's community partners, organizations like Sunrise Community Link here in Calgary, they offer free tax clinics. And those tax clinics for years were offered in person. And because of the restrictions of COVID, here in Calgary, we had to shift, and across the country, we've had to shift to virtual tax clinics. And so that has been the biggest challenge. But even with that challenge, we helped thousands of people last year to be able to file their taxes and access millions of dollars in benefits. So I encourage everyone across Canada that is unsure about how to file taxes is to check out www.canada.ca and look up free tax clinics, because they are available across the country in all of our communities. And there's community organizations like here in Calgary that host those volunteer-based tax clinics.
Erlin, you talked about the fact that CRA could look you up based on your, you know, social insurance number and see that you're receiving benefits. How have you found your personal experience of navigating the supports that are out there in this time? What was that like for you?
It was absolutely essential, because without having filed for the previous year, there's nothing they can do to help you for your current year. And essentially the anxiety is what got to me. I got a resource from a city source. They gave me the local group that I contacted. I contacted them and they basically took a hold of the situation right away, to the point where I wasn't anxious no more. All I had to do was wait, sign some papers, wait a bit longer, and my situation entirely turned around. Mm.
Jeff, you mentioned the Government of Canada website, canada.ca, and search for free tax clinics. The Momentum program is more in-depth than that. Given that we are speaking to a national audience here, how would our listeners in other parts of the country find, I'm using air quotes here, the equivalent to what Momentum offers, you know, or in that broad neighborhood of what you offer?
Yeah, there's a number of community-based organizations like Momentum across the country that are doing a lot of work so that people living on lower incomes are able to learn more about money, be able to reduce their debt through financial coaching, and then build savings so that people can actually move ahead. And so if people Google financial literacy and their community, or financial empowerment and their community, they can identify some of those local community organizations. And then a national organization, Prosper Canada, has done a lot of work at a national level. And they're also a great resource to help then connect into local community resources.
Jeff, what if you had a magic wand and really were focused on making a difference for low-income individuals and families as it related to personal finance and financial literacy, what would be the single biggest thing that you would focus on?
Yeah, I think the biggest change that we could make in our country is to simplify the tax system and then to actually make auto enrollment happen more so that people didn't have to go through the same challenges that Erlin's gone through. Erlin is not alone. In Alberta, 15% of working age Albertans don't file their taxes, and only 3% of Calgarians living in homelessness access the GST tax credit. So it's a huge issue across our country, because we have made more and more benefits available through the tax system. But the tax system is complex and has barriers. So if we could actually create auto enrollment for people to be able to access those benefits, that would make a huge difference to reduce the anxiety and the barriers that folks like Erlin have experienced.
Jeff, thank you for your leadership at Momentum and for this program in particular, helping folks get sorted on the taxes. We really appreciate that. And Erlin, thank you for joining us to talk about your personal experience. It's one thing for us to talk in theory about the challenges that people are dealing with. It's an entirely different conversation when we have someone willing to bring their story, be authentic, and talk about the road you have walked. We really appreciate it.
Even if only one person has helped, it is well worth it. Thank you for having me.
Erland is a participant in the Momentum Tax Program. Jeff Loomis is Executive Director of Momentum, an Alberta-based nonprofit that provides a number of programs and financial and services in the area of financial literacy and other areas too.